Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki calling alleged patient care in Phoenix reprehensible. Impact: traumatic brain injuries take center stage at the White House. And Russia gives another American a lift. Welcome to DoD News Now. I'm Sergeant Adam Ross. Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki is taking action this afternoon in the wake of an Inspector General's preliminary report on veteran care. The Secretary released a statement following yesterday's interim report, saying he respects the IG's conclusions regarding poor scheduling procedures and access to health care for military retirees. Staff Sergeant Chad Usher is in the newsroom with more.
Secretary Shinseki has been moving quickly to get better access to health care for veterans in some of the in the system and also in communities where they reside. In his statement, he expressed his resolve in fixing the treatment of veterans. The findings are reprehensible to me, to this department, and to veterans. I am directing that the Phoenix VA healthcare system immediately triage each of the 1,700 veterans identified by the OIG and bring them to timely care. He went on to say, I have directed the Veterans Health Administration to complete a nationwide access review to ensure a full understanding of VA's policies and continued integrity in managing patient access to care. Now, as you know, this is following allegations of severe waits for veteran care. And this actually resulted in deaths of many veterans that would have been patients in Phoenix, Arizona. And because of that, Eric Shinseki has put many leadership down there on administrative leave. Back to you.
Thank you, Sergeant Usher. Traumatic brain injuries continue to plague the military. That was one part of the discussion today at the White House's Healthy Kids and Safe Sports Concussion Summit. Army Chief of Staff General Ray Odierno was on hand for the event. The general played football at West Point back in the day, but more recently has witnessed the effects of wars. President Obama talked about long-term commitments on and off the battlefield.
The vast majority of mild traumatic brain injury cases in the military occur outside deployment. So even though our wars are ending, addressing this issue will continue to be important to our armed forces.
The president says last year the White House directed $100 million in new research to find more effective ways to help prevent, diagnose, and treat mental health conditions and traumatic brain injury. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is headed to Singapore, where he'll deliver remarks at the annual Shangri-La Dialogue. He's also scheduled to hold a series of meetings with other ministers of defense. The first stop on his 12-day trip was to Elmendorf Air Force Base in Alaska, where he talked with troops about shifting responsibilities to the Asia-Pacific region, including the Arctic. He explained the importance of having a strong military and said its strength depends on the commitment of its people. Keeping America's military strong is the goal of a major exercise happening now through early June in Jordan. Eager Lion is teaming up service members from 20 countries for 12 days of drills. The operation includes field training, live fire exercises, reconnaissance training, and various aircraft. Maritime drills are based out of the Royal Jordanian Naval Base. Even though Eager Lion takes place in various locations across Jordan, no operations will be conducted near the Syrian border. One American astronaut and two Russians are safely aboard the International Space Station this afternoon.
And there it goes. The hatch opened at 10:52 p.m. Central Time.
Sounds like they're enjoying themselves. NASA's Reid Wiseman, along with two Russian cosmonauts, docked successfully after just a six-hour flight from Kazakhstan. They were greeted by two more Russians and another American who've been on board since March. The journey was aboard a Russian spacecraft. NASA depends on Russia to ferry crews to the ISS. The U.S. and Russia continue to cooperate on the space program despite differences over Ukraine. Take a look at defense.gov to see what the commander-in-chief had to say to graduating cadets at West Point yesterday. And be sure to check out the DoD Facebook page and Twitter. I'm Sergeant Adam Ross. We'll see you again tomorrow.